Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. The National Investigation Agency on Sunday questioned Janipalli Srinivas Rao, an accused in the knife attack on YSR Congress Party Chief Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy. A day after getting the custody of the accused, the NIA officials brought him from Vijayawada to Visakhapatnam and questioned him. According to police sources, the 29-year-old accused was questioned for 3 hours in the presence of his lawyer. He is likely to be taken to Visakhapatnam Airport, where the investigators will recreate the crime scene. The NIA may later ship Srinivas Rao to Hyderabad or some other locations for further questioning. Jagan, as YSRCP leader is popularly known, was injured when Srinivas, a worker at airport canteen, attacked him with a knife. Jagan was attacked as he was waiting to board a flight to Hyderabad. Now let's move on to Telangana. Favoring to relook at the role of the Finance Commission and the way devolution of funds is made to states, Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao said it better if the commission becomes a policy formulating body. He was speaking at a meeting with officials ahead of a likely visit of the 15th Finance Commission to the state. Rao said there is a lot of diversity with regard to requirements of states, according to a release from his office. Now let's move on to Karnataka. Congress leader and Karnataka Water Resource Minister D.K. Shivkumar on Sunday claimed that 3 Congress MLAs are camping in a hotel in Mumbai in a company of BJP leaders. According to news report, Anand Singh, MLA of Vijayanagar, Nagendra, MLA of Ballari Rural, and Ramesh Jarkioli, MLA of Gokak, are the 3 MLAs camped in Mumbai. Shivkumar further added that Operation Lotus, a bid to upstage the coalition government in the state, is currently underway, once again threatening the state government. The tactic of taking away leaders from the party in power has been a strategy deployed by BJP in many states in the past. It was previously attempted in Karnataka in 2004 and 2008 and has over the year earned the tag Operation Lotus in reference to BJP's lotus symbol. Now let's move on to Kerala. Taking a U-turn on his earlier stance on women of menstruating age entering the Sabarimala temple, Congress President Rahul Gandhi said that he sees validity in arguments in favor of the women's right and the traditions of the temple. Gandhi was speaking at a press meet during his 2-day UAE tour. And I quote, "I can see validity in the argument that tradition needs to be protected, and I can see the validity in the argument that women should have equal rights," he said at the press meet. However, earlier last year, Rahul Gandhi had openly said that he held a different opinion on the issue from that of his party's state unit leaders. He stated that he believed women should not be barred from entering any place, despite the Congress leader in Kerala feeling otherwise. Reportedly, Kerala MPs wanted to stage a protest outside the parliament over the issue, but former Congress chief Sonia Gandhi had opposed it. However, in UAE, Rahul Gandhi also confirmed that he had taken this revised stance after speaking to Congress leader in Kerala who rooted for protecting the tradition in the Sabarimala temple. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. An indefinite strike organized by the Joint Action Council of Tamil Nadu Teachers Organization and Government Employees Organization is likely to see the participation of nearly 10 lakh government employees, including over 5 lakh teachers. As a result, government schools are expected to be shut down from January 22nd, with teachers from 57 different associations taking part in the strike. A release by the association stated that the strike will continue till the government meets their demands. The association had previously submitted a 7-point demand list urging the government to annul the new pension scheme and revert to the old one, resolve 21-month pay arrears as per the new pay commission guidelines, sort out pay anomalies for secondary teachers, and regularize jobs for part-time staff working at Anganwadis. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.